at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and we caught up here with Anthony Neuber. And we're going to talk about the official release today of GW Micro's WindowEyes 7.5. It is out, and I can go download it right now as you hear this. So we talked about the beta at ATIA, and one thing that wasn't in the beta that I guess you now have is the remote access. So let's start with that.
First of all, hi to all listening to this. Great that you're interested in WindowEyes. I appreciate. Well, the difference to the beta is that now all the features already listed in the menus are really functional. One of the most important is the remote access and the remote help features, so that anybody can ask for help and also offer help.
So that's pretty exciting. And how does that work? It talks to a server and you get a code and you give that person that code, right? And they enter it. How does it work? How do you initiate that help?
Exactly. So if you ask for help, you go to the GW Micro server. The server would offer a code, provide it to you, and the person providing help would have to know this code to access your computer. So from the moment you negotiated the connection and you set the connection up, the GW Micro server would not even be involved. It's a peer-to-peer system which would allow the person helping to access the computer which requires help.
Okay, so are there going to be any problems with people that may be behind really strict firewalls or anything of that sort? Or
I would not expect that, because both of them request something from the server. So the connection is from internally initiated.
Oh, I see. The server does establish the connection, but then hands it off.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
got
the
you.
Way to do it.
Okay, that makes sense.
We would not like to be in the middle of the conversation, not to even be in danger to get any kind of information which might be confidential or whatever. But we would like to have a very stable and solid way to initiate the connection so that the structure can be stable and reliable. Actually, there were a lot of improvements talking about stability, talking about reliability, so that it really got a product, but not really of features which would not have been in the...
Yeah, I noticed the beta is very stable, so that was your strong focus was stability, right, in this version.
Right.
I mean, not that it wasn't stable before, it's greater stability, and that's always... And certainly folks can't always blame the screen reader, because the screen reader gets blamed anytime the computer quits talking for
right.
any myriad of reasons.
Right. It's one of the highest values of GW Micro to provide a solution which is stable, which is reliable, which really provides the information the user has on the screen. Nothing else and nothing which would be misleading or something like that. So this is really one of the advantages of WindowEyes, that it focuses on what the user really needs.
Okay, so this is an actual SMA upgrade, so folks can go to, I guess, gwmicro.com/upgrade and get it that way, or those of us who own it will actually be mailed a CD? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. Actually, if you really need a replacement CD, we charge you a little amount so that we can cover the cost of having it reproduced. But it is possible to request a CD if you really need it.
Okay, but you can get a full executable. It's not an upgrade, right? You can get a full straight 7.5?
Actually, if you have an SMA, the CD would send to you.
Okay, right. Gotcha. Well, very good. Anything else you want to cover?
Thank you very much. Hope a lot of you will have the chance to come visit us here at CSUN Conference.
Yeah, what is your booth? You have two booths here, I do believe.
Actually, we have one booth, 621.
621 is your booth here.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to post this Wednesday evening. So, folks, definitely drop by and check it out. It's WindowEyes 7.5.
Thank you very much.
As we keep moving forward with screen reading technology. Thank you, Anthony. At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off.